Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Ryan, and he just said to feel better with no topic. So I wanted to review a video by the Call Me Chris channel, and a woman in that video is doing a sketch where she plays a bunch of different characters, and each one represents a various aspect of her personality. One represents her heart, others are her brain, another is her memory, lady parts, as well as anxiety. So the video is of a sketch where Chris goes on a date, and the video is trying to make sense and make fun of the female thought process. Chris is basically saying that a woman is a calculator with a cooch. For men, we make our decisions based on our schwing-schwang meter and how high she makes us rise, if you know what I mean. Our heart gets into the game a little bit later, and we may even get a false reading on our schwing-schwang meter if we haven't had any female attention for quite some time. You might go out and we're single for a year and think, oh my gosh, she's great. And the next time you see her, you think to yourself, what am I doing with such an ugly fuckling? But our decision is usually made pretty quickly, and so is hers. The discussion you see going on inside her head in the video will also typically play out in a few seconds or minutes. So in this sketch, Chris worries about the relationship that her date has with his mother. And even though women say they actually want a man that treats his mother right, they don't want him to be friends with his mom. That means she's gonna have to compete for attention with that guy's mother. He may be a son husband and women want to be the center of attention. If a man is giving his attention to his mother, it's going to be hell on earth for the guy because not only will both women want that attention from their son or husband, but they will say mean and nasty things about the other woman to their son. And he'll have to go around playing both sides effectively, and it's going to stress him out. Another reason a woman doesn't want a man that's too close to his mother, especially if she takes care of him by cooking, cleaning, and doing laundry, if he still lives with her, is because it's going to mean that the odds are pretty good that he's going to want her to do the same for him one day. A woman is going to calculate how much attention she can get from a man and how much she's expected to take care of him. Besides moving the needle on your schwing-schwang meter, a guy's going to make sure that she looks the way she does in real life, the way she did on her dating profile or social media. Women think the same, but that's only the first thing. In that sketch, Chris agreed to go out on a date because her lady bits thought that the guy was hot. That's what the black pillars point out all the time. That love and relationships are easy if you're good-looking. I would argue it's easier to get a date for a short-term fling, if you're hot. But a long-term relationship with a so-called high-quality woman only happens if you pass her so-called normal man test, which I'll discuss later. Anywho, I'll talk about these things in a moment. But let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, T-Fits. Are you getting a divorce because your wife laughs at you like a horse? Then you need The Men's Guide to High Conflict Divorce. This book is like a rubber for your marriage and protects you from many of the tricks she has hidden up her wizard sleeve vagina. Tom Fitz also has another book called The Police Are Not Your Friends, especially if you're thinking of eating their hairy donut holes. Both books are available at the sponsor link down below. Anyways, now back to men need to be perfect so they satisfy a woman's heart, mind, emotions, libido, and so much more. Clown World Show. In the video, the female version of Chris gets upset because the male version of Chris, which is sitting across from her, gets up and says he's going to the bathroom. And then when he gets back, they'll go back to her place. She probably thinks at that point that if she says no, he's going to walk out of there and become another dine and dash bandit, leaving her holding the bill because she doesn't want to hold his marble sack in the sack. Chris also doesn't believe him when he says that he's a portfolio manager. She thinks it's made up. A lot of the time men lie about their accomplishments and talk them up to get into a woman's pants. I never understood this. I guess it's okay if you're just looking for a one-night stand. But let's say you make a good impression and she finds out later that you were lying, a few dates later. It most likely means you get tossed into the short-term fling bin. After that, the irrational, emotional heart part of her asks what his sign is on the zodiac. And another one of her internal bits says he's a Virgo. The mind says I don't believe in astrology, and then a few seconds later, it does. That's one of the things that women are complete suckers for. They're obsessed with astrological signs and have a sense of wishful thinking when it comes to psychics and fortune tellers. They appear to believe them at their word without testing their words. As someone that's had precognitive dreams that have come true, it's not fun and entertaining. It gets into big questions like the nature of space-time, temporal causality, if you can change the future that you saw, and possibly parallel universes too. It's confusing, and if most women experienced what I did, then they wouldn't actually want to touch so-called psychic phenomenon with a 10-foot pole. But they're suckers for such things. I could never figure out why. The video continues, and her lady bits say that the reason she asked him out to begin with was because he was hot. Again, a situation that proves that nothing matters more than looks in the short run. What I took from this video is that there's a menagerie of mams inside a woman, and that they'll never all agree that you're good enough or bad enough. But if you're good enough for most of them, then that's the best that you can hope for. If you watch the video link I put to it in the description, then you'll know what I'm talking about. So imagine there's a disorganized chorus of personalities in a woman's mind, all pulling her in different directions. It's like five people in one, and then add all of her girlfriends into the mix, and all those 25 personality parts into five different women all give her a yay or a nay to be with you. It's like when you go on a date with a woman, you're dating a classroom full of women, and some of them like you and some of them hate you. So long as either the majority like you, or you're better than the last guy they deem to be worse than you, you'll be okay. If men listened to all of their internal voices like women did, then there would be no marriages or relationships. A guy's mind would probably be asking him to see her credit score after seeing that she's got a $500 purse, or asking what her notch count is. It would also ask how she's able to afford a $2,000 apartment a month when she works as a waitress. Maybe daddy is helping her out with money. If men were women, we would be asking sneaky questions on a first date to get women to reveal details about their lives without even realizing it. That's what they do to us. They know what we look like and usually what we do for a living before they ever meet us. But after that, they have to dig deeper to figure out if we're just a talker or if we're also a doer. As for Chris, the way she makes her YouTube videos is great, because it red pills men while sliding past YouTube's censorship algorithm. It's also a creative way to make sketches without having to get more actors involved, where you can just do it all by yourself. I think I first saw her make videos about COVID, which were absolute riots. But unfortunately, she never delved deep enough into things by explaining why women don't like mama's boys, and that we'll actually have to share all the attention, and they want to hog it for themselves. She also didn't explain that it didn't matter how good or bad a guy looked on paper before she went out on a date with him. So long as he made her tingle, she could easily figure out later on if his pockets also jingle. She's exposing the insanity of the female thought process, but she's not giving you reasons for it. Like that scene from the second Matrix film where the Merovingian asks the question, why? And says that if you don't have why, then you have no power. So Chris, I think that's her name, is basically pointing out how crazy female logic is. But she's not giving us a reason or thought process for it. She's not telling us that making a woman tingle is the most important thing. If you do that, then you'll focus on your looks while younger. The better looking you are, the more you short-circuit all the different parts of her except their lady bits. You're really telling me that if women went out with a guy like Chris Hemsworth, they would actually be thinking about if he was lying about being a stock portfolio manager or not. Really? They would be far more interested in fantasizing about what types of beautiful babies he would give her, and how being with him on her arm would also make all the females out there jealous, especially your friends, and even perfect strangers on the street. Women gain pleasure from being with a male with much higher sexual marketplace value than them, and then rubbing it in other women's faces. Even if she's with him for a few short months, it's more than enough. I think that's all I got to say on this topic. Now I'd like to end this video with some quotes from the late Nora Vincent, the author of the book Self-Made Man, and what she learned while dressing as a man, and I quote, "Dating women as a man was a lesson in female power, and it made me, of all things, into a momentary misogynist. I dislike women's superiority. Their accusatory smiles, their entitlement to choose or dash me with a fingertip. An execution so lazy, so effortless, it made the defeats and even successes unbearably humiliating. Women have a lot of power, not only to arouse, but to give worth, self-worth, meaning, initiation, sustenance, everything," unquote. Another quote reads as follows, "Women were hard to please in terms of manly versus emotional. They wanted me to be in control, baroquely big and strong both in spirit and in body, but also tender and vulnerable at the same time, subservient to their whims and bunny soft. They wanted someone to lean on and hold on to look up to and collapse beside, but someone who also knew his reduced place in the post-feminist world nonetheless. They held their presumed moral and sexual superiority over me, and at times tried to manipulate me with it," unquote. The third quote is as follows, "Men haven't had their moment yet, not really, not intimately, and they're due for it, as the women who live, fight with, take care of, and love them. I, meanwhile, am staying right where I am, fortunate, proud, and glad in every way to be a woman," unquote. Some people would even say that MGTOW is that men's movement, a movement of the individual male against being a slave to a slippery slit wizard. We don't need a wifely couch rat to tell us how to live and know our place is being subservient to them. Here we have a woman recognizing it and writing about it, and that's why she's most likely going to be erased by other feminists. Because they don't want men to think how they're supposed to be both strong and soft at the same time. Most guys try and live up to those expectations and never question why they have to live up to them in the first place. They don't have that why that I spoke about earlier. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Ryan for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed this topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that women today decide if they will smash you on Tinder before they ever meet you. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the women that only red pill men halfway away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.